Good evening and welcome to Kili Radio Storytelling Hour. My name is Brian, Sergeant Cloud, and I come up here on Wednesday evenings. And during the school year, sometimes it's the time-wise, it's kind of hard, but this evening came up here, and I want to thank my wife for giving me that strength to be here. And before I forget, I want to thank Lloyd and his son and his wife. They're up here, and they welcomed us, and also Kili Radio. And this evening, coming up here, it's nice and clear, and it gets dark pretty fast these days. But if you're traveling, travel with your eyes on the road and watch out for them deer. And I want to say thank you to also where I work this afternoon. We have a gift exchange and a dinner at 4 o'clock. And because this is the season to be thankful, to be merry, to be happy, and it's time to maybe shake hands with your friends, especially your relatives. So again, I'm glad to be up here last week and before that. I didn't come up here, but I will try to be here all the time and share the stories. And there's two words that I always use when I come up here, and that's commitment and perseverance. And this is what I do, and I am also a very strong advocator in the Lakota language, and you might even say activist. So when I come up here, usually I try to be very positive, but sometimes I will tell why the Lakota language is in this, as I am speaking, why it's in that stage. And I will mention that later on in the show. But before I do that, again, thank you for listening. And before we go on, I will let, Karen is here, and she's going to listen. So I will introduce her. Her name is Karen, and she is also a Lakota language teacher, advocator, and education. And it's good to be in the same house, and also a wife in the Lakota way. I could say mahasani, and it makes like when I'm home, and if I have like a question, or if I wanted to talk about the language, she's always there to listen to me, and I will listen to her too. And we share ideas, we share words, and sometimes I will correct her, and she may not like it. Sometimes I correct her, and maybe I don't like it, but we always come to a, what is that word? Consensus? I think that's the word. But it's good to work together. And that's what I always like to see at the schools too, and especially the Lakota language teachers. I'm glad to be here this Wednesday evening, because next Wednesday I plan to be at Rapid City at the Lakota Nation Invitational. At this time, Wednesday evening, I will be watching the last afternoon game. Lahina ha walehansna le oabchek le oabche zabta heta heta le mazashkashka shakte hasna. Lechi wakata wa unna ha wonspe wakatha naishna ko le ohinia lakota ya pikile. Kana nako waya wa wa shirtam heta na kumta kuku wotchai na ko oblak. Залежить від того, чи лечі вакта вгідна. А ле так он його хі. Го де вопіва. Де вопі, коли лечі хекта каваніт і токи запта. Шак пива геган. Геха лечі вакта. Вичашама гелексіва. Кчисна лечі вгіпі. Однашна. Кчишна накхотя вонглака. Інш я таку юкчам генеш на ояк. Вона ва тона тонка ова пема ова. Вона ха хохе. Кажи на ха вазима кату. Хохе ча. Ва тон ва блака хин на ха дьохахи. Хохе. Иваху кун кие ап. Иваху кун кие Вичоє. In English language it says Lakota language survival words spoken by the old ones by Ash'akwapi Francis C. Apple Sr. Чаге лечим гата ле такуку хел ова чаге на балавана то так образ ге е принкт но гнош на кон керн чата так он деоки ае ча тона на рота на кава на ла пилама на ма тона што на кон и ви чоя кон жест на ва хос и ктоми на ист на кон так он вал иа чипеа ве чаше ча ена мная аб Он на контрашик целятся гудношно. Леонка и жажда печан, ле мазашкашка, ле шаглога гэта навчинка вагэнсна. Лакхота нкиапи. Та конихел вашичу я унглакашне. Эчела лакхота нкиапна. Та ку эмкат хамэна. Та ку каш. И унглакап. Аж на лакхота я пителецом компіля. Хеча кахвогя. Вона лихта токіш ле вояке. Неш ухунканка. Охе. Охе чо. Ле кілі радіо сторителлинг. Ауре. Ап. Ча. Ча лихта токі ха. І. Тока хе атаку ма. І трінкте. На ха. Гнаш на. Тош. Хух. Walehan tukile I wicho nihi chie selecha. Ona ha I chin le wana le ape tukile ta le wanikia trompi e ha le mas opie kile na ona nakun le wichita nashkashkan kile na lila ta ku wio preapi. Охе. Нага, на іга мазаска айквайк. Охе, нам. Гані ле на лелес хекта хеха таншик чи на імоглака. Гані ле на овачі ке ле на ліла агя іяк. Хоча хе на е чумпі. Хона тхош гані шіна сапа найш шіна ска найш тона аш не ёпта. Чайна ва мная на окича на вида ваш ака вас лехан хена хечаш лехан эш и трош did you cash Truskog Bash the Nash Sichan Ru Nash the Uglala Oyanke Nash Ian was Lahe Oyanke? They checked to Omanikile Lehan Lewache Kilena Hoch Unsnihe or Chahina Lehan Wanaha was Akish in the Chicha or Chahina Kum Atohan E. Karen G. Watlake. Taku Lecha Lodre. Nice at Takuku Yukchan China, eh? What's a Lena Lehan to hear Tosh Gear Junkong Theatre, Tosh Lehan Tredlish, Wash Pipi up, Nice Nako Wazia up, Holena, what's a Lena Lena was there, Lena Lavakhajak, Lena Chi, Tahataki, Hedjunkong, Chai Waktapi. On a un kis tros wale hansna le ie un kitsiapi iok pia unko ahennae on a lehan tros nuko otroya tinga pääs dila taku ni ea taku le uite untab hennetsela näistä kun le uigli okhalja uyanka okte hennetsa tros oaigena kona hennetsa tukahja itup. Oh, I've seen Dona Nogop on the Kalina, Niepi, Tros Nietokeske, Le Wuyuskia, Lechuha, Trosles, Manikia Tropia, Petu Wuyuskia, Nesnake, Nako, Manikia Tropia, Petu Wuyuki Pia, Merry Christmas, or Nes, the birth of Jesus Christ, Ohana. New I guess Shakti, Akichiokt, Tapskala Kichiokt, Nays Avichinjala. On a Hetzigalakis, Nakohel Ganes Hapa Pretsunkt, Nawa Chipikt, on a Hoch Nakot Chicksunkt, on a Hoch Tapa Papsijokt, on a Hoch Nako Yapi Akichiokt, on a Hitchuha Nakol Hisapa, the Miliza Hakihetik. Kivita pina takuk ivolakakte. Ganasta which honi nice nakum tokiske chunkabunk waya oaya plena washtekte. Nice is hoch nakum nahanle trosle oaya tatak umpihana trosons to manaye renam spichit. Ajali latakota yoptek. Na which hotok. So I want to thank all of you for listening, and I just talked about some words, the holiday season, the birth of Jesus, and Merry Christmas, all in Lakota, and then this time of the year is called holiday season. So we all, a long time ago, maybe 40, 50 years back, Christmas, each community would have Christmas. And then in those days, all the churches are very strong. So they do Christmas services. And sometimes they raise money during the year. And they provide food. Sometimes they provide gifts for all the children in that church. And sometimes this goes on for 2 days, whether it's Catholic, Episcopalian, or congregation. And everybody help each other. And everybody cook. And everybody looks out for each other. And also it is time to see your loved ones. Or sometimes service people come back from the military, or college students come back, or people that live in other states will come back. So it's a time to rejoice and time to be together and tell stories. But today it's different. And in just that many years, in my lifetime, I see a lot of changes. Today, as I go around, go around to most of the reservations in my work on the Lakota language, and also I noticed that the churches are not really strong today like they used to be. Some churches are like the Episcopal churches. I think they're all closed down. The only ones that are active are the Catholic churches, and maybe some other churches. I mentioned Okeechobee. That's helping each other. During this time of the season, they used to raise money for Christmas program at the church. But today, they don't do that. It's probably because we are not really together. We don't help each other. We just look out for our family, which is good. But what I'm getting at is it's different now. It's different from 40 years back or 30 years back. So today we do our own rejoicing. We do our own gift giving. And then maybe some of us, some families will get together. And that's good. So it's, you know, we are changing, and things we do are different. So I just wanted to touch on that, and maybe some of you will stop and remember how it used to be, especially the ones, some of you are maybe in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and share this with your children or your grandchildren. Tell them how it used to be, how holiday season used to be. And today, we have, myself, me and my Karen, we have boys, all boys. Now, they're all over 18 now, over 21. So there's nobody at home. It's just me and Karen. So right now we don't have a tree. And we probably will do something we have two grandchildren that are really close by. And we're very close to them too. So for me, I will do something for them. And because they always come over and they were just there 2 days ago, and when they left, it seems like it's just empty. It's quiet. And so I always call and talk to them. So it's like that. It's times change. The way we do things change. And when I came up here, Lloyd's son had a birthday, and they played a birthday song for him. So that, you know, brings back memories like that. It brings back, like, when our sons used to have birthdays, and they used to be there. And so it's like that. Life goes on, it changes. So when today, all you listeners out there, have fun, enjoy this holiday season in your own way, with your family, with your children, with your loved ones, and have fun. And it can be done without, you know, really, you don't have to buy $100, $200 things. You can have fun without that. And but it is, you know, it's out there. And it's on TV, it's all over the stores. In about another 10, 15 days, everything's going to change again. And we're going to have a different environment. So enjoy now. And then I mentioned the Lakota Nation Invitational next week. Starts Tuesday night and goes on through Saturday night. And we're all, most of us will be over there. I know Tom's going to be there every day. And I will be over there because I like basketball. And I probably will be there all day Wednesday. Probably Thursday evening, probably Friday evening, probably Saturday. So have fun, enjoy, and there's going to be a lot of things going on. And it's good for the children, and it's good for the schools. So enjoy, and have a very safe Illini. And another thing that I wanted to talk about before I go to Lakeshi has a book here, and it's called in the Lakota language, it's called Wichoye. It's called Iwahokunkie. I will read them in English, and then I will talk about it in Lakota. So that's enough for Christmas, and that's enough for the Illini. And before I leave, I probably will mention it again. So again, I want to thank you, and travel safe. And another thing that I heard on the the other day, I was watching a football game. I like to do that on Sundays. And they lost a football player because he was driving and he was drinking. So this time of the year, too, if you're driving, don't drive. Because there's going to be a lot of people on the road. So watch out for them and keep them safe. Okay, the book that I have here, like I mentioned before, is called Iwahokunkie Wichoye by Francis C. Apple. And on chapter 1, page 1, it says here, Lakol Yapi Gihe Wakha Gihe Okachniche. And that means, understands that the Lakota language is sacred. No, sometimes I hear that all the time, and I even say it too, because I have been working with this Lakota language for the last, I don't know, maybe 12 years, just about every day. And it's just like one time I told someone that it's just like, I even said it's just like handling a football. It's just like you turn it around, you look at it, and sometimes you hear people say, I learned Lakota in one day, or I learned Spanish in one day. And sometimes they'll say, if we do it like this, someone should talk. But it is hard. And one time I sat right here where I'm sitting, and I said, if you want to speak Lakota, it's up to you. And if you want to speak Lakota, then, like, you need to have that word called motivation. And then, maybe you need a good mentor, a teacher. And there's one person here that used to come up here with me. He did that, and he speaks fluent Lakota now. And he's not even from here. His name is Paha. Troshka Paha. He did it. And I have been doing this. There's a word called immersion. I started one. Now I'm starting another one. And it's hard. It's the time that you put into it. And then the children too. And then it ties into the parents too. It ties into the community. And right now, I'm really having a hard time, maybe with, I shouldn't use that word maybe, but what I do with them at the school is the only time some of them hear Lakota language. So, this, I made some notes here, in one of my little notebooks here. And this one here, I did this back in 2000. And that's 12 years ago. 12 years ago, and Karen wrote this on the whiteboard. We had a meeting. And we talked about the Lakota language and the methodology. At that time, we said it comes from home. But today, it does not come from home. So think about that. So it is sacred. And it's really hard to handle. But it can be done. And we just have to keep working at it. Next one, number two, Tamblesia opiche. Tamblesia opiche. Okay, that means lives a sober and drug-free lifestyle. And I think we all hear that many times. Sometimes we hear it right over Kili radio. So when you do that, this word, this Lakotia, it means living a sober and drug-free lifestyle. If you do that, then good things happen. You're going to see, you're going to have many more friends. You're going to have many thank yous. Your family, you will get along with them. You will help them, and they will help you. It might even open some doors for you. So that's very important. And today, I think, especially this time of the year, we need to do that. Number three, Chanupa Kihe Aho Kiphe. Obeys the teachings of the sacred pipe. Okay. Now, I know a lot of people out there that do that. So remember that. Obeys the teaching of the sacred pipe. And number four is Dueni Waktashni Uichie. Dueni Waktashni Uichie. Okay, that's takes responsibility. Takes responsibility. Dueni Waktashni Uichie. And I think I talked about that up here, and the word I used was wakta. Wakta means wait. Don't wait for nobody. If you want to do something, do it. And just like this, those two immersion schools that came through. The first one, we didn't wait for nobody. One day, something, it's a wake-up call, I think it was called. So next day, or that same day, let's do immersion. And we're going to do it with kindergarten class. With the 3-year-olds, with the 4- and 5-year-olds, and then work up. Same thing happened 3 years ago. We did, one day we said, we're going to do this. We're not going to wait. We can do it. And there was everybody around the table, the board, the teachers, they all said, let's go. And then that word immersion is hard. It can mean many different methodologies. And I had a chance, me and Karen, to sit in on immersion schools in Hawaii. I had a chance to sit in with Daryl Kipp up in Blackfeet. So I know how they function, I know what they do. And then you have to look around and say, we are here. We're not in Hawaii. We're not in Montana on the Blackfeet Reservation. We're here, and it's going to be different. We're going to have a different room. We're going to have different funding. We're going to have different people here that never went through this. But, again, do not wait for nobody. Just do it. Because you have no money, because you have no teachers, you can do it and look for money. Okay, the next one is Wowa Onshila Kihe Yuha. Wowa Onshila Kihe Yuha. Shows compassion from his heart. This is really hard. But many of you have that, especially our children. Compassion. Your wife, or even husband. That schools, they have compassion. They care. They love. So, wowa onshila kihe yuha. Okay, number six. Wakarech paye shni. Okay, this one here, I see it. And wakarech paye shni means takes only what he needs. Okay. Non-materialistic. Now, so vakarech pashniyo, or vakarech pashniye, take only what you need, or don't even take it if you don't need it. And that could be many things. like this time of the year, someone might bring a bunch of shoes. If you don't need shoes, don't take it, because somebody else may need it. Or one time, long time ago, I won't tell you where it is, Karen and I went to a turkey giveaway, and they were giving away turkeys. So we went over there, and I don't think we got one. They have already nothing left. So we walked out of there. It was very cold. I walked out and I found a box outside. Someone put it there behind the door. I kept it. It was really heavy. So I looked in there, and there was three big turkeys in there, frozen. Nobody was there. So I took them home. And guess what happened? None of them worked out for me. One, we burned it in the oven. The other one, next day or 2 days later, I think the weather changed like today. And
No space in the refrigerator.
Oh, no space in the refrigerator. So we put it outside, and it went to waste. So that could happen to you if you so. And so just, I think the word will be respect, and just take what you need. And that, I experienced that, so I know. Just take one and cook it right away, or whatever you're doing. Okay, that's important. Number seven is Tanya Upichye Hantash. Chinchaki wayankapi na ish ya taya umpi wa chimpikte. That's a long one. And that means it is a good role model for his or her children. So be good role models for your children. Because children do what you do. And say what you say. I know that because I have three boys. Even the grandchildren, if you say something, they'll repeat it. So you really have to. So that means just teach them good things and do good things, and they will do good things too. So that's a long one. Tanya upich e hantash chinchaki. Is a good role model for his children. Okay, that's good. And we have one, our oldest one, Karen and I, our oldest one. He, whenever we see him, or whenever we do something with him, he always treats us with respect, right, Karen? Do you ever notice that?
Yes.
He says things that I say or she says, and he passes that on to his children. He has two boys. Well, that is very important. Okay, here's another one, number eight. Shkashkaya opichye. Okay, now this one is good too. Shkashkaya opichye. Practice healthy lifestyles, no obesity. Now, I went through that, so I know. I used to weigh this much, but now I weigh this much. So, I think Karen does that. I know you might want to say something there or what. She walks half a mile. She eats. She practices healthy foods. And then she cut us off on pop. So we don't drink that much pop anymore. So, Shkashkaya upichya po. So, Shkashkaya upichya pe, if you're a female. Practice healthy lifestyle. Okay? Next one. Tanya igluha, yeah. promotes good physical hygiene and takes care of his trash. Oh, that's another one. So, this one here, that first word is not really, it didn't come out, but asaphe, shni igluhaya, tosh tiawe, like a tosh takuku ichpe, tosh le chano hedges. So, promotes good physical hygiene and takes care of his trash. That's hard to say that word. Asape. Number 10. Vakho yapi kihe makhoche ki ekta ai koyake kihe dayas lolye. Lives in complete harmony with and does not exploit Grandmother Earth or Unchimanka. That's important too. What am I going to say? Okay, we only have a couple, 10 minutes on the next page. Okay. Wotakuya kihe slokiya. This is important too. Wotakuya. And I think I went through that day before yesterday. I lost my cousin. She was 79 years old. And before she left, Karen and I visited her just 10 days ago. And she told us to always remember our relatives or who we are related to. Like she said, she has 5 boys and 2 girls. And we have children too. So she talked to Ryan, was there then, and she said, remember who you're related to. So this is really important. And I think when we come up here to Kili Radio Station, Tosh and I, and you and I, we always say, know who you are, and know where you come from. Knows the relationship of his kinfolk, Tioshpaye. Okay, so remember, where you come from is your Tioshpaye and your Tiwahe. The Tiwahe makes up the Tioshpaye. And long time ago, they were all blood related. So remember, especially the ones you're related to. Your Likshi, your Kaka, your Oji, your Ina. That's really important. Number 12. Ui chota el iglu oniha opichya. That's hard too. Ui chota el iglu oniha opichya. When amongst a crowd displays self-respect because he is an ambassador for his family. That's important too. So when you go to LNI, respect yourself, respect others. And I think at the school, I have that on the wall. It says, Iglu nihayo. Iyapiki le yu o niha nanaku. So that's important. So that's when you're in a crowd, display self-respect because you represent your family and your Tioshpai, where you come from. Okay? Now the next one is Wa Wihakta. This is important too. Wa Wihakta. Okay? Is helpful. Especially to old ones, the children, and the handicapped. Okay, wawihakta. Okay, so in other words, I think we always, I think you and I, we say, don't leave nobody behind. That's important. Okay, now here's one too. Iglatashniyo. That means, it's not a bragger. But lets others tell of his accomplishments. he can tell of his war exploits, O Zui. So, and then, like, that's hard to do, Doiglata Shniwa. Is it, or is it not?
I think it is.
Yeah, it is. So remember that, Iglata Shniwa. Don't brag. Okay? Chatet Inze. Stands up for what he believes. Chatet Inze. Stands up for what he believes. So we have to stand up for this language and what we do. Okay. Lakhol pejuta henas lolie. This is probably really hard. Knowledgeable about herbs, plants, roots, and remedies. Now you just finished a course that. Did you get into some medicine?
Sure, I'll practice on you.
Okay, okay. But anyway, long time ago, people Wakhanri Chasha, Lena Tuktel, Le Pijuta Lena Ichu, Tukteta Ichupi, and Tuktel Heki Slap.
Hinaish Nashnuko for everyday use.
Yeah.
Every day, or as needed.
Okay, look, that chaka. Chaka could be used for
a social drink, or
social,
or it could be medicinal.
Like if you have a stomach upset.
Upset stomach.
Upset stomach. You can drink chaka. So remember that.
And yeah.
Okay. So, ask your kaka, or your lekshi, or maybe you know it. Lakhol pejuta henas lolie. Knowledgeable about plants, roots, remedies, and herbs. Okay. The last one is, well, I'll do two more. Tiwahe ahokipre. Never abandons his wife and children. Children. Okay, so that's keep your family together, help them, take care of them, yeah, respect them. Wamanushni, no locks on tipis.
Do not steal. Do not take things that are not yours.
Okay, that's good. Wamanushniyo, especially this time of the year, you hear stories about that in Rapid City. People go into Walmart and take something.
No, they break into cars.
Or they break into cars. So when you go to Rapid
City, into homes.
Yeah. You go to Rapid City, lock your doors. Okay, number 19. Wa'ichi hachashniyo. This is important too.
Yeah.
Wa'ichi shows much respect for women, no child abuse. Now, Waichi Chacha means like oppression too, isn't it? Waichi Chacha.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And then the last one I'm going to do is Lakhota Kihe Dohuni Ektonje Shniyo. Dohuni Ektonje Shniyo. Ni Lakhota Kile Dohuni Ektonje Shniyo. Never forget that you're Lakhota.
Yes.
And that is why we're trying to revitalize this language.
Because being Lakota also includes your language.
Yes. If you're Lakota, then you speak Lakota. Okay. That is all I'm going to read from Mr. Apple's book, my Lakshi. And you have been listening to the Lakota language storytelling hour. My name is Brian, and my wife Karen here. And I want to thank all of you for listening. Next week will be basketball games, so we will not be here. So I will say Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. And also, I will say Happy New Year. Have a very safe holidays, and wish you all
another great year,
and have a good Lakota Nation Invitational, and let the best team win.